Okay, so at the last time we spoke, the Kikoyan of Yonah represented his drive to get the Gashmius, and that was protecting him from the Shemesh. The Shemesh was his bad mazel. So he got a temporary respite from his bad mazel. He got a temporary respite from his bad mazel due to the Kikoyan. Then in Pasuk Ches, Dal Ches Vayik Yizroach HaShemesh. Which silenced everything. And the Kikoyan died and it revealed the Shemesh, which means essentially he lost his money. And besides losing his money, he wasn't interested in Gashmius and in Ruchnius anymore either. But Yis'alaf, and he fainted due to this tremendous bad mazel. But Yishal is Nafshe Lomus, and he died. And he. That basically, now that I had money. And I had everything and I got it. And now I lost it. I can't live anymore. My bad mazel is so painful that I cannot survive this anymore. I'm Gilgul. And basically, I'm going to end up dying in this world without having fulfilled my mission. Now, the Chiddush over here is even though Yonah did his mission, you have to think about it. He did what he was told. He made an invade to tshuva. But he's still not considered a tikkun of why he's in this world. He was in this world to be misakin his drive for the gashmias, and he didn't fix it. He didn't fix it because he was still upset when he lost the kikoyan. So if he was still upset when he lost the kikoyan, and he said, "Toy Moisi Mechaye, I don't care about my mission. I don't care that I didn't exist. I don't care that I'm a good guy. But I have this terrible mazel. I'm never going to get money. I'm going to have a bad oil mazel. And I don't want it." The problem was, it's so unfortunate because his whole tachas in the world was to have bad mazel and be okay with it. That's why you were placed on this world. You're placed on this world to have this horrible mazel. And be satisfied and focus on the ruchnius. In the meanwhile, he's trying to fight it. He got a temporary respite from it, and Hashem's telling him, "What are you doing?" And the Grosh tells Tzu beautifully. This is a similar concept to the concept that we find in the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, where it says, "Al tiruni shani shchar kores." Don't look at me like I'm black, that the sun has blackened me. People are making fun of me. So what does that mean? Says Dr. Goyin, don't look at me like Shesh I'm black, but not, I'm black, but nice. No, so am I black or nice? So Rashi, mazli mamish this person, this Yonah here, that he's doing nice and toivim, he's great, but he's horrible mazli. So why? So it's not my fault though. Don't look at me like I'm obviously Hashem loved you. He would have given you good mazel in this world. This is the result of my mazel from the first Gilgul. This is not about me. This is about, this is my line of life. B'nei imi nicharuvi. My guf is, making it hard for me. Samuni noiteras akromos. That, basically, because of my guf, I started chasing after olam hazeh. And karmi shali, my olam habo, and atarti, that I didn't bother with.
Wait, how is Kramen, how is Karam, how does that signify both Olam
HaBa and Olam HaZeh in the same pasuk? My Iker Karam I did not take care of. Now, okay. And then he says, Toiv Moisi Mechayai. And the Gra says, why? Because it says the Gemara in Baba Kama, Kivan Shemarien, Loibim Mehera, Which means essentially, there is a Gemara that says that when a person has the bad mazel, it's not going to solve itself so simply. It doesn't go away so fast. So Yirn is basically saying, I cannot handle it anymore. I cannot deal with it anymore. And I'm done. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. So there's two more psukim in the sefer. Yes. No, three. Test Yod and Yod. Now, the sefer ends very, very much on a bad note. I thought it was going to end on a happy note. It does not. Are you really upset? Yes. No. Again, I just will point out that in the Pashut reading of the Pasuk, this whole Shaklataria, I never understood it. You know, sitting there saving the city. So he's upset about the city. Hashem takes away the Kikayan. So, are you upset about the Kikayan? I hate the Kharalach. Are you good and angry? Well, this is Kikayan. What in the world? I never understood it. But in this whole version of the story, it makes a lot of sense. So he says, are you really upset? And he says, yes, I'm upset at Mavik. So what are you saying? How upset are you? You're not having Einlamaz. How upset are you? So he says, it's like you took away my life. So I think that what he's saying over here is Hashem was giving him essentially a last chance to perhaps be a saving grace on his mission here. Yes, you did your mission and you saved the Ninbei. But the tikkun of the neshama to shun the olam hazeh, you did not do. However, you're upset, you're annoyed, I get it. How deep did it go? If it's like, look, I lost my money, I'll move on in life, and so it didn't become part of you. It didn't become mamish you. So memela, maybe there's what to work with. Maybe there's a glimpse of, you know, your understanding the MS, and we can get you to understand that Olam Hazeh and the gashmis that you've been chasing are not all that. It's not all that great. Okay, but I asked him, "Ha'itev char alach sakter goyin al mamun shel hevel," which is that's the point. The kikayon, that's gonna make it or break it. There's a whole world out here. There's the sun. There's a little palm branch that grows in the middle of a pond that you've been hiding under to get a little shade. That's what you're crying about. That's what you're willing to give up your life for. All the gold and silver is a kikayon. That's what it is. It provides you temporary shelter and temporary, you know. It doesn't last. It never did and never will. So he says, that's what you're upset about. So you've officially, but you know, what's the right word? Messed up on your mission. You've officially failed. Ad Misa, you're so connected, you're so mechover, you're so addicted to Olam Hazeh, that if I take it away, you cannot continue to live. It's almost like an addiction. So you've failed on your primary purpose of coming into this world, which is, again, a fascinating thing. He did his mission, right? He did his mission, but he did not be misakin what his problem was. There's two separate things that the Gaon started. Start off by saying, tzadik v'ra loy, No, it could be Tzadik Ber Aloi. Why Tzadik Ber Aloi? He's a Tzadik Ben Rasha. He's a Tzadik, but his Gilgal was Rasha. And therefore he has to address that. So he says, so I think that's what he's telling him in this pasuk. Okay. Now, right, that's what he says here at the bottom, in the Brevda. V'yoyna mitztar al zetzar gadol, shuv pam moichichoy Hashem al shigoyin ha-maisa, v'roitza lahoitzi miliboy, kol teshuka l'toyva salam hazeh. He was trying, Hashem, to give him another chance, to answer, no, I want to live, I'll have a ruach nizdika life, it's okay, my new lot in life, I'll accept it. He said, no, if this is it, toiv moisim echai. Ochin yoyna dain misakesh b'zeva oimer, Hatev Harali had Mavis. So Hina Yonakashan is Asha Lakash Saval and Yas Vidakus, Hayadoimalaki will Akshav Nasa Chaim and Tech Misa, and Kinkishinotaman Oshoi, Hirgish Notaman as a Chaim. So that's what he says, which is unbelievable, most obviously. You are worried about the kikoyan. You didn't work for it. That's what you care about. You care about things that come and go in 1 minute, which again, in this, in the mashal is like obvious. What do you have? First of all, you didn't work for it. Second of all, comes and goes. Second of, third of all, a million things. So, and it doesn't make sense. So you're done. You finished. You failed your mission. And you're probably going to have to come back. Now we have one more pasuk. Tomorrow. I'm warning you, it doesn't end that well, but we'll see.